The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung, and what a sunny day we have out here today, because today is Monday, November 2nd, 2020. I have another guest on my show today. He is the CEO of the Association of the Blind. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Marcus. So let's welcome Marcus on the show today. Hello, Marcus. Good afternoon. Glad to have you here.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure to have you here on the show. It's your first time on TV, I would say.
It really is, and it's thrilling. Thank you for rolling out literally the red carpet. This is awesome.
Hey, when you mean the red carpet, you mean the Oscars? No.
This will be a baby step towards that, right?
Yeah, it is a little short step towards that. So what is the Association of the Blind, and what is your connection with the Association of the Blind?
Sure. So Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, or ABVI for short, ABVI, established 107 years ago by Roberta Griffith, who was a blind young lady, and she actually was one of the first blind individuals to graduate from a sighted college in 3 years, actually. And so ever since then, and since in Grand Rapids, ABVI has provided exceptional service of advocacy and rehabilitation, training, and support for individuals with blindness and visual impairments. I've only been with ABVI since January 1st. Richard Stevens, the previous executive director, was in the role for 17 years and finally decided to retire. He did a great job with helping ABVI to grow. So my role as CEO, executive director, is really just to support the staff, the mission, and help advocate for the clients. And that's been my connection since about January 1st.
Cool. Because when you mentioned Roberta...
Griffith.
Yeah, thank you, Roberta Griffith. When I was at... And you guys also have... there's also STEPS, and there's Summer in the City, too.
Yeah, correct. We have some youth programs that we partner with. STEPS is Successful Teens Exploring Positive Solutions, and then Summer in the City is our Summer Out in the Community outreach program.
That's right, it is, because when I was at Summer in the City once back in 2014, Roberta Griffith came to the program and talked to us about her disability and everything else, and she also brought in a guide dog for people with visual impairments.
Yeah, so ABVI, we have a whole host of exceptional staff and that will help with everything from orientation and mobility, which is a certain type of training. Specifically, it's a prerequisite for getting a guide dog, as well as the sighted guide or the cane training as well. And then certified vision rehab therapists who will help with in-home assessments to help people really be able to live independently and safely in their own homes or wherever they reside. And then we have low vision optometrists. So yeah, the STEPS and Summer in the City program are fantastic opportunities to really help promote all of the different types of supports that we can provide to people who are blind, whether born blind or blind because of an incident or an accident, as well as individuals who have low or limited vision or who are losing their vision, regardless, to help people live their best life.
That's right, because some people with visual impairments, I noticed that that some people with visual impairments can see a little bit, but some are very low vision and they can't really see anything. But for me, though, I am low visually impaired and I can't see anything, but I can feel things and I can also hear things too. But some people with visual impairments are also deaf too.
Yes, yeah, that is a very common as well, that we, and so when we have an individual who is both blind and deaf, we do reach out to the local community for interpreters, and we can still provide different types of techniques and trainings and just opportunities to still help individuals live their best life and do what it is that they want to do and need to do.
Cool. So how does the Association of the Blind connect with all abilities?
That's a great question. So through our Steps in our Summer in the City program, that is where ABVI really connects with the youth. So there's a lot of things that students will learn in school, but there's a lot of things that aren't taught in school that ABVI really helps to provide. One might be like locating the thermostat in your house, or you know, operating a toaster. You know, that may sound like a fairly easy or regular thing, but they're not teaching that in science class or gym class. And oftentimes, you know, it might not be something that's discussed at home. So everything from also cutting, you know, independence and life skills. So cutting sandwiches, cutting fruits, cutting vegetables, meal prep, but also things like pre-employment training. So providing tours of college campuses, or practicing advocacy out in the community. So that's something that we provide a little bit through our Steps in our Summer in the City program, which is really tailored towards the youth, individuals who are usually between, well, anywhere in elementary school, but Steps in Summer in the City is more, I believe, 14 to 27 years old. And then we also do a lot for individuals who are losing their vision as a part of just the natural aging process. Low vision might not be something that you have at an early age, but it might be something that just because I can't run as fast as I could before or do as many push-ups, losing your vision is just the same way. It's a part of the natural aging process, and so we'll help individuals use their remaining vision and find different tools, techniques, whether magnification, different types of lighting, different types of tints, to help individuals do the things they want to continue to do, whether it be sewing, balancing their checkbook, reading, watching television. And so we have a low vision clinic that will assist individuals with remaining independent as much as possible. And something that's new for ABVI is that we are trying to better work with Bureau of Services for Blind Persons and some other community organizations to help with getting internships, getting career exploration opportunities and exposure, because it's a sad fact that individuals with disabilities, they have a higher unemployment rate than any other group, and there's no reason for that, especially when there are technology, there's accessibility, and there's the ability to connect all abilities and help individuals who want to do good work, and there's employers who are looking for great employees. So we're trying to do our small part with connecting employers and qualified, well-educated, exceptional individuals who come through our organization and really make that connection.
And it's really great to make that connection too. I mean, like you said, it is, like you said, it's sad that people with visual impairment, they do have a very high unemployment.
And with so many things being virtual now, yeah, and the ability to, you know, we've got Zoom text, and, you know, there's so many things I can do for my smartphone that I could do whether sighted or not sighted, limited vision or full vision. And employers, we just need to help them better think outside the box and connect with the great skill sets, and to really evaluate the positions that they're looking for. You know, we recently had our Crafting Vision gala, which was very different this year. And one of the stories that was highlighted and featured was an individual who went back to school and at first wasn't able to be accepted into the program, but because of connecting with our organization, we got her the right equipment, the right tools, where she was able to return to school for a certain type of certification, and now she's employed in that field. And it really took working with the individual, assessing their specific needs, and then advocating and working with the employer that hires, you know, dozens of patient service representatives at a hospital, and saying, hey, you know, we can help identify the tools, the accessibility, what it is that we need so that this individual can be successful. And she's still working at Spectrum to this day, loving it. And it is truly the way that advocacy should be done. And so we're trying to hopefully grow that. And one way is just through awareness.
It is through awareness, though. And also, because for the visually impaired, whenever there's people with visually impaired at some in the city, when they go to the movie theaters, they have those headsets mm-hmm. for people with visual impairments, and it talks to them and it mm-hmm. tells them what's going on in the movies and what they're saying or what's going on.
Yes.
So they know, so that way they know, and they can hear it and they can see that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was at the training center last year, and they had a movie on, and the narrator or someone was telling them what was going on in the movie.
Sure.
That was pretty neat. That was pretty neat. And I think that could maybe happen for people with visual impairments in their homes too, when they watch a movie on their TVs.
Absolutely. There's a long way to go. You know, in a local community partner, I have to give a shout out to them because they did sponsor our Crafting Vision, but also because they're walking the talk, and that's Meyer. Meyer recently, actually, as of 2020, unrolled the Aira app, which, you know, it's not a headset, but it's using your smartphone, downloading an app, and being able to use that for free for individuals who are blind or have a visual impairment or limited vision, to be able to actually have full visibility of all of the items that are available in the store, whereas opposed to, you know, having to ask someone where something's located and getting just that one thing. How would you know that now they make Fruity Pebble flavored creamer unless you were, you know, looking for that or someone was telling you that? So this Aira app uses the smartphone, uses someone on the other line who's using your camera and able to see anything that you wave your smartphone towards, and they can tell you, oh, yep, you might want the Lay's potato chips, but right next to it are these potato chips, and they're on sale.
Or, you know what, or for an example, about if you want this box of macaroni and cheese, or like this is for sale, or that's for sale, or they're having a sale, a $10 sale, mm-hmm. you know, maybe that could be available for the iPod Touch and maybe for the iPad.
I believe that Aira app is free for any
iOS device.
I believe so. Yeah, you know, we didn't trial it with a non-smartphone, but I mean, I know Apple, that their iPhone pretty much works the same as their iPad. I wonder if you could try it with an iPad.
Maybe, but I'll have to, if I go shopping next time, I'll have to try to experiment.
There you go. Download the Aira app, A-I-R-A.
A-I-R-A, I'll remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Aira. Cool. So what kind of programs does the association, the Association for the Blind offer?
Sure. So besides our STEPS and our Summer in the City program and our Low Vision Clinic, as mentioned before, we will go out to a client's home and we'll find out what it is that their goals are. You know, the nice thing is we don't take a cookie cutter approach. Everyone has different goals and different things that they're looking to do. Some individuals just want to be able to see the television better. Others are looking to maintain their ability to drive. And so clients who, you know that they're losing their vision but are not ready to give up driving yet, there's a certain type of form that the Secretary of State requires, and we can provide that low vision assessment and truly assess, yep, whether you know, based on your visual field, your visual acuity, still able to drive and filling out this form, or hey, maybe you need to do some driver's rehabilitation or some other types of therapies that might, you know, hopefully make you more successful. So we do that. We also have individual counseling. So vision loss, as with any loss of any type of function, is traumatic. I'm a runner. If I were to be told that I couldn't run anymore, it would not only hurt me physically, but emotionally and spiritually too. I find great joy in that. So we provide counseling for something that means a lot more to people than the ability to run or not. And so we support the individual who's experiencing the vision loss. We'll support their caregivers, their support team, their networks, and really connect individuals with limited vision or vision loss or blindness with other people who are going through the same thing. Because that message of, I'm not going through this alone, and you know, you can be successful, you can live a fantastic life despite vision loss. And hearing that and sharing those best practices as a community is so important. And so we do host a lot of support groups, as well as the individual counseling. And then we also have, what are some other things that we do?
Well, I think there's a program for the blind. I think it's a business prize. There's a program called, there's in-home living services, all right? And then there's also Braille and talking books for people with visual impairments.
Yeah, so that's a very good point. The state of Michigan does have a wide resource or wide array of resources for talking books, for Braille books, and different library resources. And so our very skilled staff, they, if that's an individual's goals, hey, I want to continue to read, I want to continue to immerse myself in different language and culture, while we don't have the library in-house, we can connect our clients with whether the closest Braille or talking book library to them, helping them sign up for those types of services, or even access some of those items and resources online.
Well, that's really cool. Because you also provide adaptive equipment such as computers that talk, and also the computer software too. And like one, for example, called JAWS.
Yeah. So
which really talks to it. It really talks to you, but it can, well, I don't know, it can probably mess up your computer.
JAWS is a very interesting software.
Yeah, I heard stories about it.
And so is SmartText. You know, JAWS is very particular about the applications that it interfaces with well. Some that it does very well with, others that it just isn't very compatible with. And something that I think that our staff and ABVI would be really interested in doing is presenting and providing more JAWS training, more JAWS and screen reader training to the community, to the public. It is something that a few of our staff are very versed in it, and others they dabble in it. So we don't provide that software directly, but we do know how to connect people with those resources, and we can do some training around technology training. You know, the thing about software and technology too is there are a lot of accessibility features on a lot of modern day devices that a lot of it is just knowing what buttons to push. Whether you have a Roku at home or an Android phone or a smartphone
or an Apple iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the keys can also maybe have Braille on them too, which would be pretty cool.
Yep, we can assist with
maybe label and mark the keys too with mm-hmm. Braille, and mm-hmm. also the buttons, so they know which one to push too.
Yep. So we'll come out, we'll label appliances, we'll label devices with bump dots that will help make things more accessible, definitely.
That's really cool. So how is the Association of the Blind doing right now against the pandemic?
Huh. It has not been an easy year for any of us, right?
Yeah, it has not. You know what? It's not just us. It's everybody here in Michigan and all across and all around the globe.
So true. It's a terrible pandemic. But what I will say is the community, especially the West Michigan community of the 13 counties that we serve, continue to be outpouring with love and support. You know, we've had several fundraisers that were canceled. We've had several fundraisers that were moved or postponed, and, you know, just a fraction of the normal attendees. You know, we're very blessed with support from a great community, our local Lions clubs, Area Agency on Aging, West Michigan, and a lot of, you know, United Ways that they see the value in the services that we provide. We did have to close the office for a few months. We are back open, not for visitors, but unless you have an appointment or are looking to come in to purchase something from our aids and appliance store. Otherwise, we ask for meeting, or, you know, schedule an appointment in advance. But it has been a good year, too, because our team has grown stronger in our ability to rely on one another. We've, of course, had to purchase more PPE. But what's nice is we have reopened our clinics. So we do have clients who come in for our vision clinics, and we've shifted more of our services to go to the client's home in PPE, you know, of course, screening and being safe, socially distancing, but also it's been helping the clients to feel that much more level of personal care. Before, we'd have everyone come to the clinic first, and then from there, we would do follow-up home visits. Here, we're able to put the clients at ease, establish their goals, understand what it is that they're looking for, and then come back to the office, build a good care plan, have the client come to the office, and then we progress from there. So that's been a beneficial takeaway from all of this. But it has been quite a difficult year, especially in light of, you know, it's been tough from a fundraising and donor perspective, because ABVI could not operate without fundraising and donations. We do not pass the cost along, the true cost of our services, to our clients. You know, so we look to the community to help support that.
Well, I think you got support from the community too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because without the support though, it would not be good.
No, we wouldn't be able to provide, you know.
Be able to provide for people with visual impairments, too. Yeah.
Correct. Our support groups are totally free, but they're led by a social worker, limited licensed social worker, who's pulling together different types of topics. You know, the other thing about COVID-19 and this pandemic is that social distancing has turned into code for just isolating our seniors. And so many of our clients are seniors or individuals who are losing their vision, just a part of the natural aging process. And, you know, they're not able to rely on their neighbors or their friends or sometimes even their family members to help them, you know, go to the grocery store with them or for them. So many people are isolating themselves, shutting themselves in, where, you know, ABVI has said, you know what, we can be safe, we can provide PPE for ourselves and for the clients, and still make sure that people aren't feeling isolated and that they have a community resource to still reach out to. So that's been, you know, one of the biggest, you know, pains from, I think, this year, is just the inability to, you know, our clients, they feel less ability to rely on one another, and so we're trying to step up.
Right, but just keep trying to step up and just, like, try to help.
Yep.
Too. And, I mean, it has been a hard year, I'll give you that. So how can people get a hold of how can people get a hold of you at the Association of the Blind if they want to maybe volunteer someday there, or if they would like to maybe apply there?
Sure. So abvimichigan.org is our website, and our phone number is 616-458-1187. But we're located right on the corner of Cherry and College. We're the yellow building, right across the street from the Stone Castle Dentistry, which I think, if you're familiar with Grand Rapids at all, I think everyone who drives down College Street sees the giant stone castle dentist. Yeah, but right on the corner there. So feel free to give us a call. Call us before you drop in, but you know, we do welcome drop-in visitors if we get a heads up. We have an AIDS and appliance store, so we do have some, you know, large print calendars and talking watches, you know, different types of visual aids or aids that will help people with limited or low vision or no vision at all. But feel free to reach in, send us an email at abvi@abvimichigan.org, or follow us on Facebook. We do have an Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired Facebook page that we try to keep up to date with all the happenings too.
All righty, cool. Well, thanks for being on my show today. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
Joe, this has just been spectacular. I am so thrilled that you have the Joe Show and honored that you invited us here. Look forward to us continuing to have these conversations about how we can connect all abilities.
Well, thank you. I would love to have you back here someday.
Thank you, Joe.
You are welcome. Well, that just about does it for today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you all enjoyed it. And if you did, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below, and also leave a rating and review. You can find the pod, you can find my show on the whole podcast powered by WKTV Studios. And also on anchor.fm, also powered by WKTV Studios. I will see you next week, Monday. And please take care of yourselves, wash your hands, stay healthy. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.